Microsoft held its first Data Insights Summit in Bellevue. And that whole summit was about Power BI and Excel and all the things you can do around business intelligence with those tools. So there are a couple of interesting things that came out of it. One is Microsoft said they now have over 5 million subscribers for Power BI. And that's in less than a year since Power BI was launched. So that's pretty impressive. And they also showcased a new visualization tool called Sandance at this thing. And so what Sandance does, and I think the reason it's called Sandance, is it looks like dancing sand. It's a way of kind of streamlining the transitions between data elements. It's something that's going to be available as a supplementary visualization tool for Power BI and also as a standalone tool itself. I don't know if you could show any of those, but they're kind of cool when you watch the animations.
Oh, yeah. Pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures. It makes it easier to gain insights from your data, as they like to say, in the Power BI world. So that is my enterprise pick of the week, Sandance, which you can go and download now from the Power BI gallery.
All right.
And I know you have a pick, too.
I do. I want to run it really quickly. It's something that I actually talked about on This Week in Enterprise Tech on Monday in a pre-recording. And that is Microsoft is responding to the whole Apple FBI potential law enforcement overreach situation in a different way. Whereas a lot of companies are looking for a technological solution, a way to build encryption that either meets the FBI's needs to get in or to build encryption so strong that not even they can get in, Microsoft's taking a slightly different approach. They have opened up Azure Deutschland. The idea is, they can guarantee that if you subscribe to the service, that every single byte and every single service, every feature you ever enable will never leave the soil of Germany. Now, they've actually separated out the service from the regular Azure corral of companies, of partners. It's run by Deutsche Telekom. And according to the agreement, Microsoft has no legal right whatsoever to access the data. If they want to access the data in order to help a customer with a request, they actually have to request from the trustee of Deutsche Telekom, and then a temporary authorization is given just for that area and just for the engineer who requested it, and then it expires almost immediately. So the idea is, rather than Microsoft having to fight off a law enforcement agency coming to it saying, we need you to unlock this encrypted file, Microsoft can now say, we have no right to access it. We have absolutely no connection to it anymore. That data is out of our hands. And unless you want us to do something illegal, which you're not supposed to be able to do, Microsoft can now say we've got a hands-off policy to data. Now, this is not perfect because it is still inside of a country. It's still inside of a sovereign nation. But I'm interested to see if this sort of cloud-first legal wrangling is going to become more commonplace among the cloud providers. Yeah, that's me. I like the legal angle.